Good morning. I'm opening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue Tuesday, April 9th. We have four work sessions scheduled. I'm not going to open a work session on the first bill on the agenda, House Bill 2141. The paperwork hasn't arrived, which is sort of funny to talk about in a time of technology, but literally paperwork hasn't arrived. But it
to us.
Yes. We will reschedule House Bill 2141 for a work session at a later date. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2949.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. House Bill 2949-2 is a bill allowing in counties where the population is greater than 570,000, so Multnomah County currently, for manufactured structures that are worth less than $34,000, that's $25,000 escalated to current levels with inflation, they're exempt. And currently, once they pass that $34,000 threshold, then they become fully taxable. And so this is seen as a sort of cliff. This measure would allow the county governing body to increase that threshold level above $34,000. And the dash two adds another allowance, which says instead of increasing the threshold, they could also have a partial exemption. The policy purpose of this measure is to maintain affordable housing to individuals who live in modest structures and may have low incomes. In looking at the revenue impact, there are currently 1,700 of these types of manufactured structures in Multnomah County that exceed the $34,000 threshold. And in total, the revenue impact of passing this bill would be a $2 million loss annually. And there is minimal expenditure impact.
Thank you. From our hearing on this, we learned that we did need an amendment to ensure collection of a $10 fee for the MCRC if the property is above the threshold. Are you satisfied that the amendment accomplishes that?
Chair Nathanson, there is there included in the amendment of the dash two, there is not an accounting for the $10.
Mr. Van Lanningham, could you please come answer the question that I have?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, John Van Lanningham, Oregon Law Center, /Lane County Legal Aid, and exactly the dash. Thank you for asking that question. That is why I'm here. The dash two do exactly what I asked Multnomah County to do perfectly, and it does protect the $10 special assessment for manufactured home park tenants to support the Manufactured Community Resource Center, MCRC. So thank you. Yes.
Thank you for the answer. Are there any questions? For LRO.
Chair Nathanson, I move the dash two amendment dated 3/26/19 to House Bill 2949.
Representative Marsh moves the dash two amendment. Any discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. The amendment is adopted. And
carrying on,
I think we should. Do we need a separate motion for the bill?
Mm-hmm. Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 2949 to the floor with a do passes amended recommendation.
Any discussion? Yes, Representative Reschke.
Thank you. I just in looking at this again, I was trying to remember why this was for a population of more than 570,000, and my thoughts were that it must be because housing prices in those areas have jumped significantly compared to the rest of the state. Do you recall, or Jamie, do you remember why the policy was set at 570? Not that specific number, but why larger counties, I guess, is the broader question. And maybe Mr. Van Landingham could remind us.
Let's see if...
Jamie can do it.
Yeah, let's see if Ella Rowe.
Chair Nathanson, Rep. Brushke. So the current statute does separate out the two different dollar values already for the different size counties.
Okay.
One from 340,000 to 570,000, and then 570,000 and above. So the smaller counties are at a threshold of 17,500 right now, and so the $34,000 in Multnomah County was the trigger.
Thank you.
Questions? Representative Marsh has already moved the bill. I'll ask for a vote in a second. We have the carrier ready. I see the bill.
Clerk, call the roll.
Are there any objections? No objections. Motion passes. This moves now to the floor. The carrier will be Representative Gorsuch. We're done with that bill.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2940. Opening a work session on House Bill 2847.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2847 is a measure that's making changes to an existing income tax credit, the Rural Medical Providers Income Tax Credit. So the change in House Bill 2847 is expanding the list of hospitals whose medical staff may qualify for the Rural Medical Provider Personal Income Tax Credit. Again, just as a refresher, the credit itself is for the rural medical provider and can be anywhere between $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, depending upon the location. So what the measure does is expanding that list of hospitals to include Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls. So it is one hospital that is being added to the list that will now qualify for, the medical staff can qualify for the Oregon's credit. The revenue impact statement of doing this expansion is about 40 medical providers will begin qualifying in tax year 2020 that cannot qualify for the credit today. So the cost of that is about $200,000 per tax year or $400,000 per biennium. And the fiscal impact, there is no impact on the fiscal side of things.
Thank you. Any questions for LRO? Representative Marsh.
Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 2847 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh has made the motion. Is there any discussion?
Great bill.
Any objections? Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Reschke.
Thank you.
Any other business on this bill? I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2847.
Would you be agreeable to carrying this next one?
Sure.
I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2119.
Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, House Bill 2119 cuts our connection to the federal calculation of withholding, and it gives the Department of Revenue more flexibility to ensure that the withholding accurately reflects the tax due, regardless of federal changes. There is a -1 amendment This amendment adds to the bill changes to statute that were affected by the withholding system, but not included in the original introduced version of the bill. It also makes some style and language changes, and additionally gives the Department of Revenue additional flexibility in dealing with those withholding changes. There's a minimal fiscal impact and a minimal revenue impact.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Marsh.
Chair Nathanson, I move the dash one amendment dated 3/12/19 to House Bill 2119.
Representative Marsh moves the dash one amendment of March 12th to House Bill 2119. Any discussion? Any objections? Motion passes.
Chair Nathanson, I move the House Bill 2119 to the floor with a do passes amended recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves this bill do pass with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. Representative Findley, will you carry this?
I would be happy to. Thank you.
Thank you. No more business on this bill. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2119. There's no other business. Oh, except there might be.
Can I vote on?
Yes.
Without you make a motion, you might need to open it. So Rep. Smith can vote on the first two bills.
Yeah. Can we reopen?
Yes, you can reopen.
Just because it's the same bill.
Just as many. So you got here, don't see. You can vote on.
Without objection from this committee, I would like to reopen the work sessions for the first two bills to allow Representative Smith to vote. Without objection.
Yeah.
I'm opening the work sessions on House Bill 2949 and 2847. Representative Smith, how do you vote?
I'm a yes on both these, Madam Chair, and thank you so much for accommodating me. I apologize that I was late.
It's fine.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Have we dotted the I's and crossed the T's before I close the work sessions? I'm now closing the work session on House Bill 2949 and House Bill 2847. Now I think we've completed our business for all the bills. And as a reminder, we will be rescheduling House Bill 2141. We're adjourned.